Hello and welcome to Wagner Sports Talk. The date today is Friday, May 22nd, and today I'll be deciding who is better, Conor McGregor or Khabib Nurmagomedov. Before I get into that, you can go follow us on Twitter at Wagner Sports TLK. That's at Wagner Sports TLK. And then you can email us with any questions, and that email is wagnersportstalk@gmail.com. That's wagnersportstalk@gmail.com. So now I'm going to just jump into this and decide who is better, Khabib Nurmagomedov or Conor McGregor. So first, I'm going to run down Conor's career. So I think the reason he's so popular is because he's a knockout artist, because he has that swagger. He walks around with his head higher than everyone else, and he's just gonna let you know that he's better than you. And he so early in his career, he fought in his professional mixed martial arts career, he fought at lightweight, and then he dropped down to featherweight. And then he fought a little bit at lightweight. And that's something that's crazy about him, how much he just jumped between weight classes, even before MMA. So his first loss came in. So he won. He beat Gary Morris in his early in his career in his first professional MMA bout. And then after he won against Mo Taylor in his second MMA fight, pro MMA fight. And then he made his featherweight debut and then lost by a knee bar. And then he got another win at the featherweight division. And then after that, he won another fight that was also at featherweight against Conor Dillon. And then he moved back up to lightweight to fight Joe Duffy. And then he lost that bout by arm triangle choke. And then after this, McGregor went on an 8-fight win streak, which boosted him into the UFC. So this is when he made his UFC debut against his first fight in UFC was against Marcus Brimage, who he won the fight in round one against, and he got the knockout of the night award for this. So then he was expected to face Andy Ogle, but Ogle pulled out of this fight, and he ended up fighting Max Holloway. And it's crazy to see that these are two guys that now are greats in the sport. Max Holloway, obviously a featherweight champion. He just recently lost to Alexander Volkanovski. But these are just two great competitors. And McGregor won this fight by unanimous decision. So then he would come back and face Diego Brandao, and he fought in front of he fought in the O2 Arena, which is in his hometown of Dublin, Ireland, and he won in the first round, for 4 minutes and 5 seconds into the first round. So then he next faced Dustin Poirier, who recently contended for the lightweight championship against Khabib Nurmagomedov. Dustin Poirier lost that bout, but we're talking about McGregor here, and McGregor won a minute and 46 seconds into the first round. That's just really good. I mean, that he can beat a great like Dustin Poirier is just that quick. That's why he's known as one of the greatest fighters of all time. I personally don't think he is, but many do because of his knockout ability. So next, McGregor faced Dennis Seaver. He won that fight in the second round, and this got him his third straight Performance of the Night award. And then he was scheduled to fight Jose Aldo, but Aldo had to pull out of the fight due to injury. So then he was replaced by Chad Mendes for an interim featherweight bout, and McGregor won this fight. And so then, after winning that fight, he would go to fight Jose Aldo, and he would win that fight in just 13 seconds, which was just crazy because this fight was so hyped up because Jose Aldo was the king. He hadn't lost in like 10 years at this time, I don't think. And then just 13 seconds, McGregor just landed a flush left hand that just ended the bout. So after this, McGregor would move up two weight classes to go and fight Nate Diaz. This was one of the most surprising things ever, because he just skipped 155 and just went straight up to 170. And I mean, Nate Diaz wasn't going to make it down to 155. So he was kind of like move up to 170. And so McGregor weighed in at like 166 or something, somewhere around there. But Diaz continued to just dismantle him throughout this bout. And he tried some submissions against McGregor, and he was just fairly dominant. And then Diaz got a rear naked choke in the second round, and that's when the fight ended, 4 minutes and 12 seconds into the second round, because Nate Diaz had gotten the fight to the ground and then submitted McGregor from his back. So then he had a rematch with Nate Diaz. In this bout, he performed very well. And he won this rematch by a majority decision, meaning that two judges scored the contest for him and one scored it as a tie. It was a crazy fight because it was the rematch and it was so highly anticipated. So then the next fight, he was to take on Eddie Alvarez. So then he beat Eddie Alvarez in the second round with a great shot. He was just overpowering Alvarez, which is crazy because you could see his power, like how much power he had in, you could see how much power he had in the featherweight division. That's obvious. He was cutting down to 145. You could see how drained his body was, but he still had that power because he was regaining that energy by the time he was fighting a day later. But in lightweight, he may not have contained that same power that he had at featherweight. So then he went to box Floyd Mayweather in 2017. And what I gotta say about the boxing is that was amazing that he could hold 10 rounds with our generation's best boxers. That's like almost unprecedented, just how you can go to a different sport and be that good at it. So then he was stripped of his featherweight championship in 2017. Then he was stripped of his lightweight championship in 2018. Then he would come back to fight Khabib Nurmagomedov. He lost that fight. But I don't even really want to cover that fight because I think Khabib is even better than him, not even considering the loss that McGregor took to him. So then, 2019, he announced that he was going to retire. Then, obviously, he came back early 2020, and he fought Donald Cerrone, and he won in about 40 seconds. And that means that he's the first fighter to have knockout finishes in featherweight, lightweight, and welterweight divisions. I think first to have three division knockouts. That's just, it's crazy how he could do it over all weight divisions, and just seeing his dominance and his ability to knock out other people is just crazy. But now we're gonna go on to Khabib Nurmagomedov. So he won 16 fights in pro MMA in Russia. And then after that, he came to the UFC. He had some TKOs. He had some submissions. He was a very well-rounded fighter then. And I still say he's a well-rounded fighter now. He can stand and bang with you if he needs to. Like, he's not scared to stand up on his feet and strike. But if he has that significant of a grapple advantage over you, I mean, why not? There's no point in not trying to take your other fighter to the ground. So, in his UFC debut, he defeated Kamaru Usman by a submission in the third round. And just to be clear, he's fought in lightweight his entire career. So he hasn't really bounced. He's been more normal as it pertains to weight class. So then next, he defeated Gleison Tibau, and this was by unanimous decision. Just the way he's able to take the fight to the ground and dominate opponents down there. That's really been the key in his career, over his whole career, because when you're under him, he has great head position, so he makes you carry his weight, and he's one of the most genius grapplers of all time, and I think he might be the best grappler of all time in the UFC. So his next fight was against Thiago Tavares, and he won by KO in the first round. See, so he does have that power, and is able to knock out fighters like that. So then, after that, Khabib defeated Abel Trujillo, and this was by unanimous decision. I'm sure in that fight he took the fight to the ground multiple times, and this was the fight where he had 21 takedowns. 21 takedowns. That's in a 3-round fight. That's the most takedowns ever in a fight, and he did it in a 3-round fight. That means Trujillo was probably just scrambling back up, and he was probably just slamming him. And that's just, I mean, the power he has in his legs to be able to slam people like the way he does is just crazy. So in his fifth UFC fight, Nurmagomedov went up against Pat Healy. He won this fight by another unanimous decision. And I feel like people don't talk about him as much, because the way he fights, he's not like, go in there and knock you out in the first round or I'm going to lose. He's methodical, and he'll take you down, and he'll stay on top of you over the fight, which some people like, some people don't. It just depends. So then he was to fight, he next was to face Rafael Dos Anjos, and he won this fight by another unanimous decision. And then he was supposed to fight Donald Cerrone, but then that matchup was scrapped. And then he was supposed to face Tony Ferguson. We know how that whole thing has gone. Four times they've tried to fight. Five. It's four or five. I forget. But Nurmagomedov pulled out of that fight and was replaced by Edson Barboza. And then they were supposed to fight again, Khabib and Ferguson. But then Ferguson pulled out, and he was replaced by Darrell Horcher at a catch weight of 160 pounds, because I'm sure Horcher came in on short notice and probably couldn't make it down to 155. And Khabib won this fight by TKO in the second round. I'm sure he was just raining down ground and pound, and that's what he's best at. He's best on staying on top of you, raining down shots on you, making you feel uncomfortable. And so the next fight he had, so he was supposed to fight Eddie Alvarez, but Conor McGregor, that spot was taken by Conor McGregor. And then he was now to face Michael Johnson. And so Nurmagomedov, he dominated the fight, and he won by submission in the third round. So the bout with Ferguson was scheduled again for the third time for the interim lightweight championship, but Nurmagomedov became ill because of a bad weight cut, and the bout was canceled because of that. So Nurmagomedov then faced Edson Barboza. He dominated all three rounds by continuing to take Barboza down and dominate the fight, and he won by unanimous decision. So the next fight he would have would be for the lightweight championship against Ally Aquinta. So actually, before this fight, he was actually supposed to fight Holloway, but Holloway was pulled from the fight because he was unfit to compete, and was replaced by Aquinta. And Nurmagomedov in this fight was the only one eligible to win because Aquinta missed weight by 0.2 pounds. I'd be so mad because you've put in all that work cutting weight, and to miss it by 0.2 pounds, that's just so hard. So, from start to finish, Khabib controlled the fight and was just taking him down, and he won the UFC and he became the UFC lightweight champion by unanimous decision. So then he fought McGregor. And then he fought Poirier after that to defend his championship again. And that was a good fight, but he ultimately submitted Poirier. And then he was supposed to fight Tony Ferguson again for the fourth time, but that didn't happen because of COVID-19. So ultimately, to answer the question today, who's better, Conor McGregor or Khabib Nurmagomedov? I truly think Khabib's better because, first, the record. He's 29 or 28-0, and he just dominates in all of his fights, and he controls you on the ground. He's not going to let you get up, 28 fights, And he's won by 10 by submission, 8 by knockout, and 10 by decision. And he'll control you. However long it takes, you aren't getting up from under him. It's just, that's the way he fights. And Conor McGregor is a flashy fighter. But I don't think he has the skills that Khabib has, because Khabib is able to he's able to dominate opponents, even though McGregor can't do that like Khabib, because McGregor has to have the risk of being knocked out with any shot coming towards his head, because he has to stand up. Khabib just sits on top of you and just rains down shots on you and makes you feel uncomfortable. And I just overall think that Khabib's the better fighter, even without them fighting against each other. So that's all I have for you today. I've decided that Khabib Nurmagomedov is a better fighter than Conor McGregor. And I think this is a series that I'll continue to do, who's better. And I do want to do daily podcasts, but I got lazy this last time. I'm going to make sure that I continue doing them. So that's all I have for you today, and thank you for listening.